Good evening, and welcome to this special episode of Under the Helmet. Well, with the fall now here, and the season is 5 months away, I decided to kind of give you a little bit something different tonight. Me, my co-host Corey Tucker, we're going to go through what we would do as far as the APDFL mock draft. Now, 22 players, we each will pick 22, and give a little small explanation about each. Corey, what's going on?
What's going on? How you doing?
Not bad, not bad, man. Your Cowboys, oof.
Whoa, whoa, Paul, not a Cowboys fan.
Wait, who do you cheer
for? I wouldn't do that to myself. No, no, no. I'm all the way up there in New England. Always have been.
We don't have, we will have to talk about that game today. I'm not happy. So, I've yet to meet a quarterback who gets afraid of a rush that hasn't gotten there yet, or who holds the ball for 15 seconds.
I mean, hey, I was excited for tonight because our team played each other.
I wasn't excited. I knew, like, I knew the defense wasn't going to play well when you have the fourth overall. They played well in the beginning, but when you have a guy who is a fourth overall pick in the 2019 draft, and he has 3.5 career sacks, right? They're both against the Chargers. He hasn't had a sack in the 15 other games he's played against them.
Terrible. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, y'all beat the last week. Y'all beat the Saints, though. I think it was. Yeah. Y'all christened the stadium with a fresh win.
Yeah, but no, Michael Thomas. That's bad. Like. And the team was barely holding on. So, but we need to get to the driving.
Beat up.
Patriots still smacked them though, and I'm like, I knew after halftime if the Raiders didn't adjust, the game was going to be over. They didn't adjust, so the game was going to be over. I knew they don't adjust after halftime because they spent $100 million on a coach who can't adjust, but. Let's get to this. Who is your number one pick in this mock draft?
I get first pick?
Of course.
Ooh. Let me pull up my draft. Okay. With the first pick, I'm going quarterback. And I'm taking Kyle. I'm taking Kyle.
Kyle Caldwell, quarterback. Alabama Blackhawks. Let me just get the see, quarterbacks. Kyle Caldwell. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And our first pick, we will go Carlos Kohler, defensive lineman, Louisiana Lightning.
Oh, okay. I like that pick. I really do. It was one of my. He was on my board as well for defensive linemen. I'm not gonna lie. Since we're okay, since we're gonna stay in it, well, I'm gonna stay in the lineman, and I'm gonna take Eugene Robinson from the Gators.
Ooh,
defensive lineman.
Well, since we're staying on the line and we're going to stay with Robinson, I'm going to choose Justin Robinson, defensive end, Alabama Blackhawks.
Okay. Since you got the other end, it's only right that I get somebody in the middle because I like the 3-3 sometimes.
Don't
I'm
do
a
it.
4-2-5 guy.
Don't
I got to go with him.
Don't do
Lewis
it.
Lewis Ellis.
That's the one guy I wanted. Okay. I will go. Oh, let me think about this one. Let me go. Oh boy, you got me thinking now. Give me. Levon Downs, LD.
Oh, wow. You going like that? Like, really?
Okay. You threw a whole little wrench out of here. That hurt. He definitely was high on my draft board. Whew. Okay. I'm going to take a receiver as well. I'm going to take, well, he's not a receiver. He's an athlete. I'm going to take Anthony Williams from the Dynasty. I'm going to take him.
I'm mad. I wanted a guy as a receiver. I was like, okay, I'm going to slide him in. Okay. Since we're doing this now, give me. Whew, Lord.
You hurt me with the LD pick.
I had to do that. We need somebody who can cover A. Give me LeBaron Mallory.
Okay. Because you got a defensive player of the year on your team. And I'm not going to let you load up on the back end. I can't let you do that. So I'm going to cut you real short. I'm going to get Amos. No more corner in the league. But you got LeBaron.
Okay, we're doing this now. We're doing this now.
I got it.
Okay. All right. Give me. Ooh. Lord. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to need to get. I need another receiver. You. You. Straight up
okay,
you.
Okay, because you. Okay, you got two good receivers. I'm taking Lemon as the next corner. He can go nickel or he can go outside.
I like Lemon too.
I'm taking Lemon.
Now, we need blocking. Actually, no, we'll wait for blocking.
Yeah, that's.
Give me Ooh. Let me think. Let me look at my list here, because I got a. And I need a quarterback. And I need a running back. Give me J-Rod.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I heard him too. You taking J-Rock. I'm taking. I had J-Rock on my running back list. He was the only running back that's not on my team that was on the list. Now I'm just torn between these two. One of them can play defense.
Don't do it.
But I like him on offense.
Don't do it. No.
The other one, he just came back. And I love how he tote the ball.
Don't know.
But I got to go with who I've been rocking with from day one. Give it to Hicks and just go and get an easy 8 to 9 yards per carry. I'm taking Hicks at running back.
See, I knew you were going to be this guy.
I mean, I wanted J-Rock, really, first, because I was going for, like, speed in the backfield, because I was going to actually pull a Heisman move on you.
Okay. Now you're going to be this guy.
I was going to pull a Heisman package.
So I'm going to go. Do I want a third receiver? Do I want a third receiver? Actually, I do.
No, you're not.
Give me Javier McGriff.
I knew it. I knew Javier was coming off, which I was perfectly fine with losing him. That's tough, though. You got me, Javier, and LD. You see what you just see? So, like, that was... Okay. Just because you did that, and I know what type of player I'm going to get,
Give me the Meg. Give me what? How do you pronounce his name?
Denarius Antoine.
Yes, give me him. ATH, outside linebacker, is where I probably would have him. He's my hybrid in that 4-2-5.
Hold on, let me spell that man's name. Let me spell that man's name right. Okay. Since we want to give you pressure, because that's what we do.
Y'all just going to take everybody.
Matt, we're going to have you grade these. Do you want to hear the first eight or the first eight after I make this pick?
Yeah, let me hear y'all first eight.
Hold on. I have to make this pick first. Let me go. Let's see. Give me Melvin Davis.
I knew it. Quarterback. Lightning.
All right, now.
I couldn't pick Mel because he'd be beefing.
All right, now, this is Corey's first eight. Kyle Caldwell, Eugene Robinson, Lewis Ellis, Anthony Williams, Amos Tatum, Tyron Lemon, Jay Hicks, Denarius Antoine. Okay, this is mine. Carlos Kohler, Justin Robinson, LD, LeBaron Mallory, Corey Tucker himself, J-Rock, Javi McGriff, and Melvin Davis.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Both of them strong. I'm surprised that both of y'all left one person on the board. But,
No. It's my pick. You came in just in time.
There you go.
I got one more ATH pick.
Somebody still sitting out there on the board.
He's retired. No, he said he was retired.
No, he's not retired.
He said he's retired.
He's not retired. We sat down. We discussed it.
Okay.
Mike needs, I think, two more rings. He needs, I think, two or one. He's not retired. He's going to pull one of those. Who did it? Jay-Z. I'm retired, but then come drop another platinum album.
Right now, I'm going to have to get Corey an A-plus and you an A-minus here. I'm looking at quarterback play. I give the quarterback play a slight edge to Kyle. I think you do have the advantage over Corey's defense right now. You got a solid defense where you can transition from a three-man front or a four-man front with the names that you drop. Because that's a task for any line to try to block Cooler and J-Rob alone. J-Rob alone. So it's a little rough right there just off of that. But Corey definitely went more athlete. Denarius is a two-way start either way. he can go at him. He can be Deion, or he can be play over there on that outside linebacker to star position. So y'all neck and neck right now. It's gonna be interesting when they get to that line.
And
it's
my pick, right?
No, that's my pick.
Wait, no, you it's just had mine. Jackson.
No, I didn't pick him. Like, there was a thing I wanted to, but, like, are we going to leave him out there? It's like, if he's retired or not? So,
okay.
I mean, I have another pick. So
okay, go ahead.
One, do you want to leave him off the board?
Yeah, because he's retired. He said he's retired.
Okay. So, with Steve being out.
Yep.
Okay, he's off limits. He's off limits. Okay, I got one receiver.
If he comes back, we can fight for him.
Okay. That's tough. That's tough. I think I'm going to go D-line. I'm going to get Shaquille Campbell from the Gators as well. He's definitely some old meat in the inside.
Okay. I think I will match you there. And I will go another Campbell, Patrick Campbell.
Okay. And to wrap up my D-line, I'm going to get Roy Williams off the other edge.
Well, that's not bad.
Got to have that speed and that beef in the middle.
I think I'm going to bring there has to be some kind of blocking. And this man I know is one of the best blockers in the league. He says he's retired every year, but I see him on the field every year. 77, Roger Gladney.
I mean, that's the only I only had two linemen since we're doing that. I'm going to take Gatewood. I told you my lineman was going to be tough.
Mike Gatewood. All right. Give me Dre Jones.
Okay. I'm going to get Matt at my middle linebacker, actually.
Matt. Okay, Matt Kelly.
I'm going to get Matt at my middle linebacker.
Okay, then we need speed on the outside, a linebacker. Give me Matt's teammate, Rondarius Hooks.
And at receiver, I'm going to take my teammate, Jarrell Young.
All right, let's see. Give me Kawatney Ward from Soma. I just messed up that man's whole name. I missed like a few, like six, seven vowels in it. You know, I didn't. Ugh.
Okay. Now I'm torn. Do I? Because you got three receivers, I know I need three lockdowns. I need three lockdowns. Steve was going to go into my slot and do some locking down. Now, neither one of these corners that I pick can hold me, so that's really tough. But I'm going to go with the little young pup. I got veterans around him, so he should learn and actually listen to himself. I'm going to get Joseph Weatherby to go in at my slot.
Okay. All right, Weatherby. All right, then, since you got, you know, we'll go, we need a little more of a, you know, more of a deep threat or some more. Give me John Moffitt.
She's aerating it out over there. That's four receivers. Oh. I'm going to take High Head, Chapman 16, Jaron Mallory as my other receiver.
Okay. All right, let's see. Let's see, we need linebacking help. Let's see. Let me look at these linebackers.
I got a hybrid that the league sleep on.
Give me Trent Mackey from the Lightning. Matt, you're being quiet over there, man.
That's a steal. I'm listening. I'm comparing both sides. That's a steal right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's tough. I'm going to slide Tedrick Terrell from the Dynasty. He had 50-something tackles last year. I could not forget about my boy. Running mate at JSU. He was definitely the hype. He took the lead by storm his first year.
He did. He did. Those
are my linebackers.
Do you want to go a 4-3 or do you want to go a 3-4? I think I want to go a 4-3. I'm going to give me a Sam Washington.
My dog, Sam. Hmm. I'm gonna take this. Is he retired? I had the question: was he retired or not? OG from the Gators.
D. Garrett.
No. I'm trying to think his name. I had it wrote down, but I didn't know if he was retired or not, so I just erased it. He's a veteran. Hold on. Let me see if I can't pull him up real quick. You know what? I'm going to come back to him, and I'm going to ask that question. But I'm going to take 2-7. I'm going to take Bruce at one of my safety spots. I'm going to take Bruce at one of my safety spots.
Bruce Jones.
I'm trying not to play buddy ball and load the team up with dynasty. I'm trying to be diverse.
Huh. Whew. And Bruce is the guy I wanted to. Damn. I also wanted Tatum. I also wanted Amos and Lemon. So we're going to be some fighting down there because one of them going to have to cover you. So there you go. Give me Chris McCarroll, center.
I'm dreading these linemen. That's going to be my downfall. Going to be my downfall. I know it. And I got to be real selective. I'm going to take Rico.
Rico Ruffin.
That's the one I was thinking about. Is he retired or not?
No, he's still playing.
Okay, that's OG. I'm going to take Rico at the other safety.
I'm going to make it my team here. We kind of light on linebackers here. Damn it. All right, hold on.
Yeah, I got everything but O lineman. Now I got to go find some.
We need a linebacker.
It definitely it's a few O linemen. Definitely left out there on the board. And there's some linebackers out there. And there's still a couple more steals that can play multiple positions.
Yeah, but, you know, it was hard trying to find – me personally, it was hard for me to try to find the rosters to find the old linemen.
Yeah.
You know, that they don't get the love and the stats on the website.
Me, Harry Burke, linebacker.
Ooh, yeah, Burke. That's a good one. He was playing with Gulf Coast this past year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I need one more receiver. Jonathan Warren from the Kings.
Nice.
He slipped all the way down.
I need a
what number pick y'all both on?
19. This is my 19th pick.
I say let's see who you still got out there. You still got anybody pick D from the Cobras?
That was my next pick. Iquan D.
Yeah, as I say, he's still out there. Got Dontavius Moore still out there. Luther Snipes plays safety quarterback for Tuskegee still out there.
I'm gonna throw a little curveball in this draft this late because I still want to do it. I'm still gonna take Tyrone Jones.
Ooh.
I just feel like with him and Kyle in the backfield, I can get a little Heisman package going on. I just feel like I can do something with him and Kyle in the backfield.
Okay. Yep. Ooh, that's fun right there. That's
Yep. Between, I was about to say him and another Jones that was still on the board, Bruce Cinco Jones.
Oh, I just picked up Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you already picked up Bruce? Okay.
Ooh, that was a good pick right there.
Tyrone, man. Now that's sneaking around.
Let me see. Ooh, looking at this. We got two good linemen. Actually, we got three linemen. And I got a bunch of defensive ends now.
You know, the old school Giants. Well, not the old school Giant, but the Super Bowl Giants. Running 4DM.
I'm going to start punching people in the mouth. You mean, it's just it's how... Give me a Kiwon Bullitt.
That's a good pick from the Kings.
We each got two more.
I'm gonna take Corey Wells, man. I didn't want to do it. I was trying to stall him out, but give me Corey Wells. I was trying to stall him out. He talk a lot.
See,
Corey Wells.
Huh? Let me think. This is hard. We need somebody who could. I want somebody who can play multiple positions. And that Hicks one. The Hicks one made me mad. Oh, the Hicks just killed me because I wanted Hicks on that team in the worst way. Let's see. We got how many receivers we got here? We got four receivers, one running back. Let's see. We need a power running back too. Give me a Jamarius Green from the Gulf Coast. No. Matt Rouser from the Gators.
I'm definitely looking for a power back. I'm taking Baker.
Damn it.
I'm taking Baker. I needed another. And that let Hicks go play a little defense, too, with Baker over there in the backfield.
See, we exhausted a lot of teams. I got three linemen. Do I need four? We can grab two on the right side. We got three. We got a quarterback in Melvin. We got a backup in Matt Rouser in case. We got Deed who can play all of the field. Rouser can play all of the field. We have a monster defensive line.
I do need to go and get a lineman, though.
We got four wideout, three linebacker. Oh, Lord. We have a little squad over here now. Do you want to go? Let me ask you, since we got time, do you want to stay with 22 or do you want to go 25?
I mean, we can go 20. I mean, we can go 25. It's just fine. I still got some people on my board as far as skill position wise.
Hold on, let me just because I'm actually keeping a. Actually, have a chart.
I'm gonna wait till you pick, and then I'm gonna ask, it, has he been picked?
Right.
I don't want to give you an idea.
All right, give me these guys. There's a bunch of defensive ends taken. Good Lord. Actually, yeah. Give me Jamarius Green. I need another. Back.
You got Trent. Now the question is, did you get Harry Burke? Did you pick him up from the
yes.
Tigers?
Yes.
I thought he slipped. Let me get then you got him. I see him right here, 99. It's another dude. I think that may be him though. Big 99 from the Lightning.
Carlos Kohler.
That's Kohler.
Yeah.
That was my first
grade. I know. That's what, like, I'm... Let me take Sean Jones from the Kings.
Damn it. Damn.
Let me get Sean Jones from the Kings.
I wanted him. I wanted that guy with the Kings because he's versatile. It was all hell.
Yeah, and you have a lot of my picks. Like, I'm... I thought I had enough backup.
Hmm. Matt, does Greg Peters play defensive? Does he play O-line too?
He play O-line, yeah. He play O-line and D-line.
Give us Greg Peters. We need a strong offensive line here.
I tell you, there's one lineman. I don't know if either one of y'all took him earlier when I'm going back and looking over. I think I missed some. Chris McCarroll.
I got him.
Okay. I was about to say.
His line is going to be stout, so I'm just beefing up my defensive line.
You know,
line.
Terry want to run it down the throat.
I know, and that's why I'm getting beef on the defensive line.
Terry,
he picked Gladney as a lineman right off the rip.
Yeah.
Robinson Campbell gone.
Who'd you pick after Sean Jones?
I'm still trying to figure out.
Okay.
I'm looking for some more.
I have to take the Greg Peters one off because I thought you had picked, so I'm going to take him off because I picked Jamarius Green. So I'm going to take the Peters pick off so you can have pick. He's out there if you want him.
Man, I'm not going to do you like that. never mind. Do you have Brian Smith?
No, from the
Vikings, from Selma. Yeah,
that is a good pick.
Brian
is a good player. I like Brian. Let's see.
Yeah, Brian, that's it.
Then I will keep the Greg Peters pick.
Yeah.
All right, 25. Last one to you. I mean. Do you want to stay at 25, or we can go up, or you can stay at what you got?
let me see. That's kind of tough. I don't want it to.
Do you want to stay at 25, or do you want to go 27?
We can squeeze 27. We squeeze 27.
My man right here, because I got guys.
I'm trying not to, I'm trying to keep it honest. Trying to keep it honest. Get some weapons out in space. I'm going to get Dwayne Montgomery from the Lightning.
Tight end / wide receiver. Nice. That's a good pick. I feel as though I need a tight end too. So I will go with Tyree Mims.
That's a good one.
Because you forced me to match your guys. You forced me to match up now.
That's how you had it earlier in the draft.
You picked Lewis when I was, in my mind, my first three picks were going to be Carlos, J-Rob, and Lewis.
And see, I wanted to actually go quarterback and 2D line, but then you flipped it.
Like, you came out D-line heavy, and I was like, well, I got to get a D-lineman before. Because that was your first pick.
First two. Kohler and Robinson.
See, that's what I'm saying. I couldn't have let the third one come in.
I was hoping. I was like, come on, man. Just go ahead and pick a receiver. Pick, like, eight receivers. Go ahead.
I need some speed, and the guy name is on the tip of my tongue.
Right,
I can't
now,
remember.
I see the air raid versus the power run game.
Yeah. I'm gonna take a sleeper right here, and it's gonna shock both of y'all. I'm taking somebody. I need speed, and I can't think of nobody off the top of my head. So I'm gonna go with Jaren Bell, Dynasty. I need the speed. Run is going to bring me the speed, I know for a fact. He's like my New England, how they find somebody in the sixth round and just as a household name. That's the person I'm putting on him.
Now, we lucky that we didn't, we had to pick guys who played in APDFL because Darrell Lovelady would have been one of my picks. But he has
I had... He hasn't played, and then it's a guy from the what's the team down there that we played that's in Mississippi as well?
Titans.
Yes, it's a guy from the Titans, and that's the one I wanted for the speed, but I couldn't think of his name. He is so fast.
Let's see. You got Bell. I got a. I got
a bunch of Rollo on here too.
But he got a big on a team.
That's what I'm saying. he's not in the league yet.
Oh. Let me look at my roster. Do we need any more quarterbacks? We got two quarterbacks. Well, you know what? I need a backup. Not a backup. I need another quarterback. Give me Joe Thomas from Lightning. From the Dynasty.
Wow. Okay. So you got three quarterbacks over there?
Two.
I thought you had
Matt Rose is a running back.
Oh, I just thought you had picked up somebody outside of Mel.
No, it was Mel and Matt. Nope.
Joe. Mel and Joe. Oh, okay. That's a shocker there.
I like the way he throws it. He throws a good ball.
Oh, yeah, I love his fade ball or his 20-yard in ball.
With good velocity.
It's ideal. He put it on the top shelf. All you got to do is go grab it. Kind of want to go D-line again. But then again. And you got Trent Mackey.
Mm-hmm. People are going to be mad, be like, I should be on the team. Well, there's no film. So there, you can't be on the team, there's no film. Yell at your coach.
How many receivers you got here?
I have four.
I've got LD, one, Corey, two, Javier McGriff, three, John Moffitt, four, Tyree Mims is like kind of receiver, sort of. So I guess that'd be five. Oh, he's like a tight end. That's five ish.
Yeah, hybrid. He a true H. He a hybrid. He do either or a true Y. He can do either or.
All right, last pick.
I'm gonna take Arenas because like y'all started talking about receivers, and I just feel like I still need to make my back end stronger.
So who you got?
I'm gonna take Arenas.
From what team?
I gotta go with. Oh, he plays for us.
Okay.
2-7.
Nice.
He's my arena. He's my my brains on the defense.
Okay.
Huh. We need to
him and Rico back there. Yeah. Come on now.
Ooh.
That's a lot of mind strength back on that back end.
We need a game breaker. We need someone who I can possibly put in a backfield with Mel and possibly play him at receiver, play him at kick returner. I know he's played some defense. Give me Dontarius Moore.
I knew where he was going. One or two people he could be going with that one. I didn't know if you were going with him or you were going with Jaquiel Vines. I didn't know what one you were going with. But I knew that's where you were going.
So this is who Corey's offense would be. You got Kyle as a quarterback, right?
Right.
His running back would be who would you start a running back be?
We'll go split back. First step, we'll go split back.
Okay. So would that be Hick? No, that would be Baker and who?
It would be Baker and Hick. Baker and Hick.
Okay. That's pretty good. And your wide receivers would be Anthony Williams?
Yep. He'll be in the slot. I have Jaren on the outside. And
DeJuan Montgomery?
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out, it depends on where we're at on the field. Mm-hmm. I'll slide my tight end receiver out there on that one-on-one. So, yeah. But it'll be Montgomery on the other end.
This would be the front seven that you'd be facing. Justin Robinson, Carlos Kohler, Sam Washington, Patrick Kimball. These would be the linebackers. Rondarius Hooks, Trent Mackey, and who did I put in there? Harry Burke. That's pretty good.
Right.
Corners would be LeBaron Mallory and Kawhatney Ward.
You on the hat? Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't remember you picking too many DBs.
Now, safeties. Safeties might be hard because I can move guys around, but we can find a couple of safeties. But on your defense is serious because you got Eugene, Lewis, Shaquille Campbell, and Roy. That's damn good.
Right.
Like
I went defensive on the draft.
That's dangerous and fast.
On your linebackers would be Ted Terrell, Corey Wells, probably Sean Jones or Bryant Smith.
Truthfully, who I put at linebacker, mm-hmm. I would actually put
Denarius Antoine.
Right. I would put him at linebacker. I would have I need guys that can move and they can fly around. So I would have, because I'm thinking 4-2-5-ish. So if you want to go 5 wide or 4 wide, I can still walk them back out there, but I haven't switched much from the defense.
You gonna need that 5. Ooh, you gonna need that 5 in a big way because you got LD, McGriff, John Moffitt. And Tyree.
I'm thinking what Corey picked versus what you just threw out there. And
because we're going man, truthfully.
Yeah. You got.
Like, we're going man.
you got Denarius. If you go to a 4-2-5 or even a 3-3-5, it's almost you got to pick your poison on that one, Terry.
I somehow had a spot that John Moffitt landed in twice. I'm gonna take the picture and show you.
It's me. You got me and Moffitt, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. But yeah, you Moffitt, LD, and McGriff. Good luck.
That's
I know that's tough.
That's elite in this.
And see,
And that's why I say he started dictating the draft once he started coming off receiver heavy like that. And so that's how I had to go DBs, and that's what led me to Lemons, Amos, Weatherby. And then I got Daenerys just in case you want to play Smash Mouth, they can step in and out.
Oh, we're going to play Smash Mouth.
And the other thing, Corey took a lot of solid tacklers, too, versus your Smash Mouth. With you look at Wells, he took myself. You took Daenerys. You took Jones. You took Roy. You took a lot of solid tacklers that's been in the last 2-3 seasons been in the top 10.
Mm-hmm. And Sean Jones, yeah. You took Toronto. Now when we go Smash Mouth behind that offensive line, I'm going to use Tyree as a H or a tight end. We're going to go power right behind Jamarius Green. And we got the offensive line going to run right up 77, run right behind him. See us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would actually love to see that O-line go against that D-line. That'll be probably the matchup of the decade.
Now, on the other side of the ball, when y'all have the ball, I mean, Kohler, Robinson, Sam, and Patrick? Oof. Bruh.
I should have got a speedier back. So I feel like if I put, if I take out Kyle and Baker, because that's what I'm saying about Hicks. Hicks used to be fast. And then I put in Hicks and Jones, and we run speed game. I feel like we can do read option. We can do a lot of veer,
right,
a lot of outside zone to get them moving. And that's all it's going to take because you're going to get influenced.
Corey, when you was at Jackson State, was Coach Mommy there then?
No, Mommy was there maybe like a year or two ago. I was gone.
Okay, I didn't know if he was there when you were there. I was about to say, I see a lot of Mommy in there of getting the ball out quick with you. Green,
of course.
For the defense getting you. That would be the counter to that strong defensive front is getting that ball out, making them pay the whole 53 across.
Because
right, and see that's if you hit it right on the head. Like when I first got to JSU, I played up on Coach Ernest Wilson, and you know he came off the Mummy tree, and so I got air raid from him, and sure enough, getting it out quick in space, mesh all the way up the field if I need to.
Now, if y'all do have that quick stuff, I'll drop a lineman, and I'll just turn Hooks loose. Like, tell him to go get it.
But see, that's the counter to that, though. You have to make an adjustment on your defense. Either quarterback or either running back can stay in. The only way you know is power if I keep both back.
It's going to be the kind of guy.
It's going to be a test.
It's going to be a painful game at the line in the scrimmage. You have people on either side of that line looking to beat each other up. Because Lewis with his strength and Eugene with his speed is a problem. It's a problem for us. I'm not going to lie. It's a problem. But, I mean, Gladney and Dre on one side, McCarroll in the middle, it can be all right. Like, just give them
okay,
a little time.
I got a question. Mm-hmm. Who you think will win in their one-on-ones in the trenches? Gladney or Lewis?
America wins on that one.
That's a good answer.
and I have no answer for it. It just popped in my head because of how the draft played out. Because
they're going to see each other, too.
Right. And I never really thought about it or have ever thought about who would win and the trenches between them two. I will pay cash money to see that happen.
Because, I mean, even if you look
Gladney
at the matchup.
And Lewis.
Even with this matchup, like you got Sam and Carlos next to each other is a problem. You can't double one of them.
Right.
And J-Rob and Patrick on the outside, you can't double anybody. You will have to pick somebody to double on that line. Somebody will come free every time. I knew you would go speed. I knew you go speed. I'm like, ha, I can't let him get the ball out. So whoever he has that offense, I got to pressure that quarterback. Like, I got to be in that backfield. And with Kyle, because he's so elusive, Hooks might see some time, like a lot of snaps, because he's fast and he can shadow Kyle.
And see, that's the thing about Kyle. Kyle has that Johnny Manziel effect. Like, you think you got Kyle, and then he's off down the sideline, or he done made a play with throwing the ball down the field. Like, Kyle can really run RPOs, like, to perfection. And that was something I was thinking about when I was drafting up my little mock draft or whatever. I like a little RPO game. He don't have to be the fastest to get the ball moving. Look at Joe Burrow. That's who Kyle kind of plays a little bit like. Better than Manziel, closer to Burrow.
Who would your head coach be?
You know I got to take the man who the trophy named after. Got to take Mike. So I have to.
Who would feel – All right, I'd have to pick a coach. Give me Stead.
Oh. You would take Stead?
Mm-hmm. As a head coach. Who's your OC?
Since I can take myself as a player, can I take myself as OC?
No, you're on our team. No. You're over here with us.
Oh, OC.
Forget those guys over there. You're over here with us. You built a team you can't play on.
I'm going to take Nick. I'm sitting here tripping. I'm going to take Nick.
Okay.
I'm going to take my OC that I have now. Nick know how to get it to the Nick.
Oh, Lord. Who would I pick as OC? Ooh, that's hard. Give me Phil from the Actually, no. Give me Travell Searles from the EAP.
That's a good steal right there. Everywhere he's been, he's been successful.
Hold on, coaches, you got, let's see, you got Lloyd.
You know,
Lori for me. You got Nick for you, the OC. Searles for me. Who's your DC?
I'm going to say this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to win off strength of our head coach. You know we're going to be organized.
Oh, we're going to be organized. Oh, my God. We got
we're
talent
be organized.
Right here. If I have to step down out of the owner's box, we organized. And we will, like, we will.
We're going to be organized.
We're going to take what you do out of the game. Like, you have so many good receivers. Like, you have so much defensive back talent. We might have to make Lemon tackle somebody. Amos is down for it. Lemon needs to step up and meet Jamarius Green.
I'm going to tell you this about Lemon. Before I move, don't nobody know this. Before I move, me and Lemon, I guess they were trying to give me a little going away party or whatever. It wasn't really a party. It was more like we were on the field. So Lemon was at my neck most of the time. And I played with Lemon. I don't know who's more physical, Lemon or Amos. I actually would give the edge to Lemon because of length. Lemon is very physical and definitely for a fact is a sure tackler. I will give him that above anything. So I know he will step in and put a hat on somebody. But for DC, because I just like what the Gators did as far as how they DC and how they manage those guys. And I'm trying to add diversity. I don't want it to seem like we're dynasty you over here where my team is full of dynasty players. So I'm gonna go with give the Gators some love and take their DC.
So Gators DC. Like that leaves me. Give me Frederick Washington.
Okay.
Coach of the Kings.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. Now, where would this game be played? Like, we got to find a nice stadium that is in the league.
In the league?
Mm-hmm. I like the Blackhawks stadium.
I was about to say, Austin Field, where the commission, that's the Blackhawks stadium. You got Gary Harrison, where the commission class have been played the last 2 years.
That one, in Phoenix City?
Who had a good field too? Was when we played with the the Lightning. If they lights were, I mean, they had a good little turf field over there when we played. It was Rampage when we played Rampage.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Rampage had a nice field. I think that was the field that the guys, I think we played the Lightning on that same field. That's the game I didn't make where the lights went out or something. It was one game where the lights went out down there.
Okay.
So I said, the lights were, it was a nice turf field down there.
Now, if we go split back with Green and J-Rock. Or if we decide to just go wide, you got you and LD on the outside. Amos and Lemon against you and LD. Who wins that?
Me and LD. I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm going to keep it with LD is nice, and I'm nice. Lemon and Amos is nice. But at the end of the day, I'm offensive-minded. I feel like I can beat both those guys. 8 out of 10 times, 2 times with bad balls. So that's what I would say.
Now, we can put John in the slot, John Moffitt in the slot, or, I mean, it just put him in motion and
but see,
that's a matchup.
But see, here's the kicker for John. I would take Anthony Williams off of offense and put him in the slot. And I guarantee you, because he's also my return guy, I guarantee you, Anthony will handle John.
If it comes down to it, I mean, it is. I'm looking at the lines right now. Like that matchup of you and Amos is right there. In fact, you would pick one athlete that he was picked fifth, which was ninth overall, and you would pick. Also in the fifth round, 10th overall. So that's a matchup right there. And,
you're still sleeping on Meg. Like, Meg can also, that man got some speed.
We going to make him work, though. Because he can't cover everybody.
And see, that's what I love about him. I can put him in the box, and he can be like my Jamal. Like, I can put him in the box, and he can be like my little Jamal Adams in that mid range, like a Cam Chancellor. That can go. He can go run fit, and he can still got the speed to drop and go sideline to sideline and vertical.
I mean, because I'm looking at
really.
Because I know you had mentioned the RPO with Kyle. Mel and J-Rock on that RPO.
Man, we'll take Mel running. We'll take the dive all day long.
Or even
we
though that
feed the rattle of the Mel.
Or even if we wanted to go full house backfield, Mel, J-Rock, Matt Rouser, Jamarius Green.
I just don't see them being my D-line. Not up the middle.
We got the blocking, though.
It's going to be a gritty game.
It's going to be one of those hard-fought games. And on the other side, like, you got the speed on the outside. We just got to make sure that we give Kyle zero time.
17-14.
All right, Matt, let me ask you this. Who wins and 17, why?
17-14. And who got Anthony? The SU core?
Yeah.
Tell you what. Well, you know what?
Special teams.
2017. Because y'all both got a player that can kick. No? Wait. Who took Kyle? That was you too, wasn't it, Corey?
Yeah, I took Kyle too.
You got two kickers on you. I go back 17-14. Here.
Think so? Oh, I can see that. I can see it. I think it'll be a good game. You know.
Yeah. It won't be. I don't see a high scoring game. I see a very methodical coaching game. There's gonna be shot plays here and there, but I think both defenses will bow their back in the red zone.
It's gonna be a brawl.
Yeah, it is. It's gonna be a wheel game. It's gonna come down to the fourth quarter in the last 5 minutes of the game are gonna be the most intense 5 minutes of football you've probably seen in the APDFL.
And I'm looking back at the schedule. I sent y'all the picture. I did pick Moffitt twice in the 14th round and in the 22nd. So can I sub a guy?
Okay.
I would like Jeffrey Hampton.
Oh, wow.
Kicker / safety from the Kings. We need a kicker. He made a 30-yard field goal. But I still see it being the same because, I mean, it's going to be a good game. The problem, y'all have excellent safeties, like excellent. Like, they're not going to make mistakes. And you got speed you have speed on the outside with Gino and Roy and Ted Terrell. I mean, seriously, oof. Like, Mel's going to have to get the ball out quick. Like, there's no hesitation to get the ball out.
Right, and I like your O-line is what kind of scares me the most because of just who they are. And if I was to scheme against your O-line, like, they all can hold their own. So it'll be tough. It's going to come down to, like, those in-space plays.
That's where y'all might have – y'all look like y'all have the advantage. Y'all have quick guys like Anthony Williams is slept on. And I'm like – I'm looking at who would have to cover him.
I don't know why he don't get the recognition like
and
that.
I guess it got to be either Keyvon would have to cover him or LeBaron Mallory have to cover him. But then I look at, like I said, Amos Lemon and Joseph Weathersby. You got, ULD. Harvey McGriff is going to probably have not a monster game, but he might have a big one.
Who would you single up with your receivers wise?
Oof. Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. Like, I don't know because I'm looking at I'm looking at my receivers. I'm like, literally, like LD, you know, can just leave him over there and just tell him to go do stuff. but I don't know. I'm just flipping to the other side of the ball, and Ward is a long receiver. I mean, a long defensive back. That might be a good battle for Jaren Mallee right there. Because I might have to put LeBaron on Johnny Warren because he likes to, you know, like Johnny averages like, or averages like 30 yards a catch 1 year. But it's hard because it's, like I said, it's, believe, this might be two of the most even like teams you will see. And it might be, like, I think it'll be fun. It'll be one of those games that, I mean, it's incredible. What thoughts do you guys have?
Might have to tell Bernard to see if he can strike it up.
Yeah, that's my exact thought. Might go and get Bernard on the horn because I know he's going to listen. I know you got the Commissioner Cup that you want to kick off between teams. But what better way to get everybody hyped than just a showcase of the talent in the league.
Because this would be a battle. This would be a battle right here. This would be a fight. I don't think that you could have picked two more evenly matched teams that would be exciting. Because you got teammate versus teammate. Guys who probably never played against each other on the field. Because now you and Amos can have that moment of seeing, you know, on the field when the ball is live, who's going to do what to who.
Right, and I'd be more so excited about the trench battle than my own individual battle because I really just want to see how these guys stack up in the trenches.
Plus, I know with my offense, like with my the run game, you like to block as a wide receiver, so we're just going to run towards you and let you do your work against your own team. Go block, let's see. Go block Joseph Weathersby. Go block Amos. There you go. That works.
You starting something now. You starting something with that go block Joseph Weathersby.
I will wait.
Yeah, you started something with that one.
Because I knew you would pick. No. I knew you would pick him. So I'm like, you know what? We need a big receiver who can jump a little bit. Yeah, he's gonna pick. He probably gonna pick Joseph. I'm gonna pick him. Y'all can never be teammates. Y'all can never be teammates. We'll never have that.
That's tough. Because I already know how that's gonna go. I film every day how that's gonna go. I want that boy to have nightmares. That's why I said that's not fair. I just put AJ. I just get a ball to AJ and let him work his magic in the middle. He's very crafty. That's why I was saying earlier. I don't know why he don't get the recognition.
That's
because
a good
question. He's definitely like he's special in the league because he can do multiple things on both sides of the ball and in special teams.
He can
that. He's a human joystick. I will give him that. He's a human joystick. He needs the ball in his hand.
Very. He is special in this league, and it's just one of those things that when you see him, it's just incredible. Like, it is. And he's a converted corner. And I'm looking at somebody like you have, like, Daenerys and Antoine. You have athletes on your team. Rouser can play a couple of spots. Go ahead.
I thought about that. I can put Daenerys on the offensive side of the ball.
See, now y'all thinking. That's how I was looking at y'all picks. I'm going to tell you, it's quiet as it's kept. Harry got a nasty tight end over there. I know he may not have known this, but the year before Terry really picked up with the coverage, J-Rob played tight end as well.
Mm-hmm.
And played fullback.
Yep.
And was a punter.
And got like 22 sacks that 1 year. I'm going to look at that front four and just say the following thing. Get home.
Yeah.
I mean, and with them, there's so much talent. Like I said, you got Kohler and Robinson next, side by side with Sam and Patrick on the other side. You can't double anybody. It's going to, Kyle needs to get rid of the ball quickly. Take that two-step drop.
I think that's why I got me some people that can stand and play longer than. So if you get home and they have to be disciplined and not just collapse the pocket on the edge wise.
Because they're going to be in his life.
In front. But if he get outside, if him or Tyrone get outside, Lamar Jackson experience.
That's why I think Hooks, somebody with his speed, Hooks will meet them there, and Hooks will bring anger to it.
Right.
So an open field. The open field.
Two is Hooks can come down and play DN if something is short. He put in five-man front. Hooks can step in on that as a DN, and you move one of your DNs down to D-tackle. And then that's a lot of pressure on the offense. Again, they can't double nobody. So you're telling all your linemen to be stout, and they got to that becomes a wheel position right there.
No,
right.
Let's see. I mean, it's one of those things. Like I said, if I float him down, I mean it's five across.
But see, that's the thing I love about O-line. O-line is never a one-man game. It's a O-line specifically is a unit.
Right.
So you can really half slide and go man on the other side, or you can full slide, or you can full left or right. That's the one thing about O-line. All you got to do is better get active hands and just pass them off.
But it all goes back to what you want to do, too, Corey. You want
know,
that you want to read option.
Yeah, so and I'm gonna leave.
You gonna leave one of them to come home.
I'm gonna leave one of them, and I gotta take that speed and aggression that they got, and I gotta use it against them.
What is Baker's last name?
That is his last name. Oh,
what's his first name?
Which one?
Hold on.
Which one?
Baker.
Baker. Who's he play for?
Dynasty.
He played for Marcus Baker. Baker's his last name. His first name is Marcus.
Marcus Baker. All right. Because when I post this tomorrow, I'm going to post this picture of this graphic. Marcus Baker.
Young Zeke Elliott.
No. Arenas. First name. It also
O'Keefe.
Huh?
O'Keefe Henderson.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, O'Keefe. I knew O'Keefe.
Yeah, I couldn't think of. Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, I knew that. Okay, and it's Dontavius Moore. Just kind of getting this wrapped up here. Let's see. Okay, I have to find spell Kwatney Ward's name right. Lord.
Yeah, he probably got the most unique and hardest name to spell in the league.
Let's see. I was close. Let's see. It's K Y I E W A J T N E Kwatney.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we gonna do this. Like these are the official teams. Like that's a good. Those are good, man. It's.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear some of the upsetness that's gonna come with it.
Who do you think will be the most upset?
Do you think they'll be upset at where they went? Or that they didn't get picked.
I'm talking about the people who omitted, who didn't make the squads.
Who do you think would be the most upset, though?
Okay, so the biggest snub list again. Who do you feel is going to feel like they're snubbed?
Oh, man. It's going to be quite a few to chew from.
But, see, that's just the thing, though.
But, I mean.
We went, 25 and 25, so that's almost right. Top. Well, we need to go 25, 27.
27.
Okay, so we went 27. So this was bigger than the top 50 list.
So basically, this is, it was almost like the top 50 with the four honorable mentions. Or three honorable mentions, you know.
But that's not what it is in NK. But, you know, people are going to take it that way. And my answer to them, this is my disclaimer. One, film. Two, your performance.
Right. But the other thing, too, is not even, you know, with performance part, piggybacking all that, what happens to you in big games? What do you do for your team in a big game, in a big moment? Because all names that came across there, I can tell you something they did in a big game. Or what they did against lesser competition. You get what I'm saying? They're saying, hey,
there'll be that one person who says, well, you know, I led the league in picks. Okay, you had five against the Alabama Tigers.
Right. Right. You know, that doesn't count.
That's bad. Right. Bad.
You know, you had five against Alabama Tigers, or you had 20 tackles against Alabama Tigers. What did you do when you ran up on Gulf Coast? Or what did you do when you ran up on the Cobras? What did you do when you ran up against the Dynasty? Were you still able to produce? Or were you a non-factor?
And see, that was another way I was looking at it, too.
You know, the Blackhawks and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's your attributes in its entirety. That's why I got some linebacker. If you don't qualify in those two rounds, on top of your performance, it's been a long offseason. If that thing, just use it as a and show us and the league otherwise.
Exactly.
So I wouldn't get mad.
No, I would just want to get better.
Right.
But that's too much responsibility to put on self.
Right, right. I was just about to say that.
Because, I mean,
it's easier to place the blame on all the other issues instead of saying, you know what, I'm just going to get better.
Because guys are going to be mad, and I'm going to have answers for them. Corey will have answers for them. It's not personal. It's like the guys that we would, these are the 27 each that we could start a team with. People also forget that we probably would have like 8 or 9 other people on the team. We would probably run with 35 of these.
Right.
But 27.
Yeah, because I got to go get some money.
Exactly. And you need to get some insurance for them because we're going to be after you.
Oh, okay. As long as you think that power game ain't going to work, I'm telling you, that's literally. I'm going to put him right in the middle. I'm going to put Matt right in the middle. I'm going to put Chan on his own side and put Nares may not lead linebacker.
Then we can just go, like, one back and just split up the four receivers, including yourself. Or even go five receivers, including yourself.
Right.
That's when I have to put speed back on the field. But I got my beef in the middle. I got my beef. And that's what, you know. Matt, you got to bring your game, bro.
I got you. I got you.
Because we're going to work your heart, man. We're going to work your
Look, you know, when you see a team walk off like that, and you play this half, you like, you know what? This is my type of game. It's just one of those, hey, straight at you.
Because, I mean, you have the beef in the middle. I mean, I might have let you go and let Gladney get to that second level on that screen, just destroying people.
Nah, we got people like Lewis that going to grab that jersey and slow them up.
Yeah.
Redirect. Then you got little Robson, his little active hands.
he's a problem because he's getting better, and he's actually working with, like, trying to string together his moves, and he will be a problem. So we might have to, like, make sure that Gino gets chipped. Down, to the ground, just chipped, hard. But with your receivers, I'm like, I know Amos will try to jam either you or LD. But I feel as though if y'all get a step, we're going to find you.
Who do you got at quarterback again?
Melvin.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah, that's tough. Awesome. Mel and Joe?
Yes.
Those are two confident guys. You have to throw the deep ball.
And like with Joe throws such a good ball that theoretically we could split Melvin out.
Get out my playbook.
And I'm sorry, but we got you and Mel and go five wide with Joe, and somebody gonna be open. Somebody gonna be wide open for six. Because here's the thing, like, you have such good talent on your defensive line. If y'all show constant pressure, that may be an issue. If you don't go, if you don't show any pressure, the game, we got you. We got you. The game is over. We got you. Because what it is y'all have such diverse talent. On defense, if we get a lead, we're just going to, honestly, like, slug it out. If we get a lead, we just going to pin our ears back and just go upfield. And then fourth quarter, we're going to turn it over to, like, Jamarius Green, Matt Rouser, just, hey, you know, y'all get behind that massive offensive line and go downhill.
Yeah, it's going to be a wheel game. Because I just don't see Lou, Robinson, or any of them taking it.
No, I don't see it either because I see the matchup of Lou and Gladney. Whew. That is going to be a brawl and a half.
I tell you this. When we finish, everybody just going to get up and be like, all right, good game. Everybody going to be dog tired when that final point go off.
We all going off with the tequila and
right Epsom salt. Going out for the tequila and ice bath.
I fought around the rim to a new meaning.
Seriously, we tired of anything right now. But no, it'll be a good one. And like I said, people will be upset. But I mean, film, show some film. But it makes for good preseason conversation. But I'm going to wrap this up right now and kind of get this published for tomorrow morning. I want to thank Corey Tucker and Matt Kelly for joining us tonight on Under the Helmet. Fellas, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me again, Terry.
Always, man. Door is always open. And we'll catch y'all next week.
All right.
All right.